our listener, Abby, is not sure she's ready for this title her boyfriend of a year has bestowed upon her. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey guys, please call me Abby.
Need
some group therapy. I've been dating my boyfriend for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
He was married before for a couple of years, is divorced now.
Okay.
Lately, he started referring to me as his wife.
Oh.
Not by accident with his ex's name or anything like that. He'll say things like, my wife and I are shopping for a new couch.
Mm-hmm.
Or at a restaurant, he'll tell the service, my wife would like more water. Stuff like that.
Okay.
The first couple of times, I figured it was just a slip of the tongue.
Yeah.
But it's happened enough now, I've started wondering if it means something. So part of me thinks it's sweet. Maybe he feels that committed to me and sees us as a long-term kind of a thing. But then another part of me starts spiraling and wonders if it's because being married is just what he's used to, or if I'm somehow filling the role his ex used to have.
Huh.
The thing is, I don't want to get married right now. That doesn't mean I never want to, just not at this point. So bringing it up feels awkward because I don't want him to think I'm fishing for a proposal or trying to have the marriage talk.
Sure.
So, I need your help. Has anyone else had a boyfriend or girlfriend accidentally upgrade their title like this?
Mm.
Is it just an old habit from being married before, or could it actually mean something? And is this worth asking him about, or should I just accept that I'm a constant overthinker? Thank you.
Wow. Okay, so if I say it once on accident, I'm immediately correcting it.
That's what I was thinking. It's like, so he's never caught himself doing that?
And or like, he's oh, not correct. Yeah, he's not correcting himself.
Yeah.
That is a little bit more intentional, I feel like.
That, or if he's just so in, like, automatic mode that it just flies out of his mouth and he just legit never catches it.
I mean, I call my daughters by the animals' names sometimes, or
sure.
Sometimes I will have to pause before I say one of my daughters' names because immediately one of the other my other daughter's names pops in my head.
Uh-huh.
And... But, like, I say it, if I accidentally say it, I correct it. So
I do think it's weird that he's never caught himself
doing it. He's not correcting himself.
Yeah. So what does that mean? Does that mean something?
Yeah, you just got to out and say.
Or maybe he's testing the waters, tossing it out to see if she
reacts.
Yeah,
do you like?
Yes.
The wife, because maybe he is at a spot where he's ready to start thinking about getting married again, but that's a weird way to say it.
Yes.
Especially if they haven't had the marriage talk yet.
Correct.
Okay.
Which is why I think she's right to come ask.
There's
us
a lot
this.
Of yellow flags, maybe bordering on red flags with this.
Yeah, so she's been dating for about a year. They've been dating about a year.
Yeah. And like okay. I said, everybody's time, I've said on the show, like everybody's timeline is different. Like some people, it's like after a couple months, they know, they get married, they're fine. But others, it takes them several years of courtship before they get to that point.
Well,
so,
and you know, there's some men that don't like being alone. And maybe he's one of them that, you know, is not doing well with being divorced.
Yeah, but that's forcing the issue, is it not?
Well, maybe.
All right, 502-795-1997.
That's what we have to help her determine.
Yeah, that's...
Does this mean anything?
Right. That's our number. Call or text. Send us a voice note. Let us know, especially if you've been in this situation where you're, like, all of a sudden upgraded.
And it doesn't sound like she's called him out on it yet.
No, she's
and
like...
I'm wondering what he would say if she did.
Yeah. Okay,
like
all right.
The next time it happens, just say, hey, do you realize you've called me your wife a couple of times?
My wife?
What?
Huh? Yeah. 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories, some of your advice on the way on 99.7 DJX. So Abby's boyfriend of a year on 99.7 DJX has been saying, my wife. That's my wife. And it doesn't seem to be by... mistake because he's not correcting himself. Like, my wife will have the fish.
Right. He was married before, so
yeah.
She's like, okay, maybe it's just a habit. You know, I don't know how long he was married, but he was, he said he was married before for a couple of years. He's divorced now.
Yeah. So I guess everybody's like, you just got to say something
right.
to her.
I mean, she hasn't wanted to because she doesn't want to broach that subject because she's not ready to have that kind of a talk right now. Not saying she never wants to, but just we're not there right now. And she doesn't want to like hurt his feelings or come off like she doesn't like it or make him self-conscious or all the things. She's just concerned about
that. She's not ready to have that sort of talk yet or thrust herself into that. Mina's like, if he doesn't or if she doesn't want to use the term girlfriend anymore, why not ask him to use partner instead? Yes, but like if he's just saying it. See, I don't think I think he's saying it purposefully.
See, I was thinking it was more habit. And he may not even realize he's doing it.
I'm going to say no. I can't imagine.
I'm such a person, though, that I can be on autopilot.
Yeah.
In certain modes and then like
I know, like
not
every
even,
morning.
Absolutely. Like right now. just go through the show like a zombie. I don't even know what we talked about.
Yeah, Jeannie's like, this is just the silliest. Why doesn't she just come out and ask her boyfriend? Why are people so afraid to have a conversation? I'm feeling a little bit spicy this morning. This girl just irritated me.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Okay, well, yeah, I feel like in the next time it happens, in the moment, she's like
wife?
Did you realize that you've called your wife?
Or just say wife? Yeah. You know, wife? Give him a look. Wife?
Yes, and then see how he reacts.
And then he can say, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to call you wife. You just remind me so much of my ex.
Oh, that is not what he's going to say. If he says that, it's done.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But I think this is one of those things where in the moment you catch him and you just bring it up right then and there. This is not something you'd be like, hey... you know, there's been a couple of times when we've been out and you've like called me your wife. Why? I think that's going to sound like a little bit more aggressive conversation.
Yeah,
just
of course.
In the moment, next time it happens, just be like, wife?
We're giving Abby like the ammo for when that happens.
Right.
Then she can feel confident to just bring it up and say, all right, so this is not your wife.
Oh, see, that felt aggressive too. That was not your wife. I don't think that's not how we approach it either.
Especially,
just like, wife. I like the first way you did it was kind of cute. You like, what's that?
In front of the waiter. My wife will have the chicken.
No.
Wife?
No, we don't say it in front of the waiter.
Or the waiter.
The waiter's gone.
Or you give the waiter like the little like,
wife,
like slice the neck like no. No,
no,
not
that's
wife.
Not that's
wife.
Making a scene.
Not
we're not
wife.
Doing that either. No,
not
we
wife.
Wait till the waiter leaves. And then we're like, did you realize you call me your wife?
Mm. Oh, you know, this was probably just force of habit.
Yes. Maybe it was just, I know, old habits die hard. I get it. And just brush it off like that.
All right. So all this to say just. You got to talk to the dude.
Yes.
All right.
Next time
Good
it
luck.
Happens, bring it up. Just call attention to it. See what he says.
All right. Good luck, Abby. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.